Hi, this is Norm Augustinus. I'm sorry I missed your call. After tone, leave your name and number. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Norman. I trust you are well. I hope you get this message. I want to tell you a Thanksgiving Day story. Norm, when I was a kid, I often peed myself while I was lying in my bed. It was your typical kid peeing thing that so many kids go through when they are young. My parents tried everything to get me to stop peeing my bed. They kept me from drinking any liquids 2 hours prior to bedtime. They bought a ceiling-mounted mirror ball to relax me. They played the sounds of ocean waves crashing into rocks out the intercom speaker in my bedroom. They put a plastic kid toilet next to my bed that had an illuminated toilet seat. They even called in a hypnotist. After replacing my mattress a half dozen times, my father decided to solve my problem once and for all. My dad used a swimming pool rubber liner and attached it to my mattress. A friend of my father's had been a seamstress for many years. The seamstress, her name was Annie Marks, cut, altered and sewed the rubber pool liner to fit my mattress. Daddy's plumber friend, Red McAllister, pulled my bed down in the middle, and he attached the pool liner to a plastic drain pipe that ran through the floor under my bed to the laundry tub in the basement. Norm, I basically slept atop a giant rubber funnel throughout my bed peeing years. The drain pipe and rubber pool liner system that my father came up with worked flawlessly. I peed my bed a lot more times, but I never ruined another mattress again. As I entered my teenage years, however, I developed a new issue. My hungry snatch and jugs developed, and I grew extremely horny. Here's where the Thanksgiving Day story begins. Norman, on one particular Thanksgiving Day holiday, my parents invited over 50 people to our house. Friends, relatives, and even neighbors were together at my folks' home enjoying the holidays. We had every dish imaginable. Turkey, corn, pies, cakes, pudding, and much more. There was music, dancing, and drinking too. I was excited, and at some point, I decided to head to my bedroom so that I could play with my tight pussy. Norman, while I was pumping myself off, I felt a large amount of vaginal juices flow out of my sweet fuckhole. It just kept coming. It was like something inside my box broke as I fingered my clitoris. As I bucked my sweaty hips and made death rattle-like noises, I remembered worrying about my sticky vaginal juices staining my bed. But then all at once I realized that something like that happening was an impossibility, thanks to my father's invention. I was lying atop a giant rubber-lined funnel. My delicious girl goo was draining into the laundry tub in the basement. Except it wasn't. Let me explain. Norm, I was coming big time when my mother called out for me. It was time to eat.
Jessica! It's dinner time!
I wiped down my snatch with the long lacy curtain that hung from my bedroom window. I pulled up my panties and skirt, and I ran downstairs. At that point, none of our guests had seated themselves at the table, but something was happening. Liquid was dripping from the ceiling above the dining room table. The big drops were falling into my mother's antique gravy dish that was filled with hot homemade brown gravy. Norman, it was at that moment that I realized what was happening. The urine discharge pipe attached to my funnel bed had broken. My pint and a half of bubbling vaginal juice wasn't draining into the basement laundry tub, it was going into my mom's gravy dish on the dining room table. Norm, I could do nothing about it. People started sitting at the dining room table at the exact same time the ceiling leak stopped. Nearly everyone put the gravy onto their mashed potatoes and sliced turkey. Norm, some of the women smelled the gravy as they brought their fork to their mouth. But one man that I didn't know blurted out,
"This smells like raw pussy!"
It was an awful moment. Yes, I did get to come, but at what price? It was Thanksgiving Day, for Christ's sake. My mom approached me later that night, and she said,
"Everyone's talking about my gravy, and it's not complimentary either. Lita from next door said my turkey gravy smelled and tasted just like pussy. Roz and Ernie went home early because they both got real bad cramps. Roz called me on the phone when she got home, and she said only 5 words, till I heard her body hit the floor, and then the phone went dead."
Pussy poisoning, please help us.
Help us!
John McMaster served in Vietnam. In private, he told me that my turkey gravy tasted just like a Viet Cong chick snatch that he ate out while holding a flashlight in the Coochie Tunnel near Saigon in 1968. "If you had anything to do with this, you'll pay dearly. I'm gonna ask you one time, did you fuck my Thanksgiving Day turkey?"
Norm, I am telling you this sick story in the hopes that it helps your female listeners. Girls, be careful if you're ever at a Thanksgiving Day gathering and you smell pussy as you shovel turkey into your mouth. It just may be pussy you're smelling. I know what I'm talking about. Now I must go. Norm, I call all the time, but you never phone me back. What gives? Can you please excuse me? I want to vibrate the shit out of my ass and come whole while I smoke high-quality marijuana. Of course, I'll be doing all of this atop my dead grandmother's shit, nicotine, whiskey, and cum-stained old mattress. Bye.
End of messages.
He wishes he could have killed his grandmother. His mother says everything he touches turns to shit. He's been to jail, spent 24 hours in a mental institution, and unsuccessfully tried to kill himself 3 times. And now, live via the internet, Norm Augustinus.
Pardon me, fuckstick. So it's 7:30 or 8 o'clock in the morning. I don't know what it is. It doesn't really matter. Got my dick out. It's 15.5 pounds of meat filled with bubbling jism. My big balls, my big gonads spinning around. They're spiraling around in my sack, frothing up my jism. They're like fucking planetoids or something going around my cock. They're just spinning in there, and they're mixing up my jism into a frothy fucking mix. And chicks like that. And I think to myself this, you know, I'm having my burnout party pretty quick for burnouts. People I know, burnouts, people who like to live life, people enjoy life, because it's the holidays, it's November, and Thanksgiving is coming up. And I'm having this big party. So I get up with my dick out, and I walk down the stairs into the basement, and I look at the freezer. Now, why would I do that? Who would get out of bed with their dick out? They haven't pumped off yet. All on their walls is 40s through 1960s pictures, pornographic pictures of early porn stars. Absolutely stunning. Every inch of my wall is covered with them. Who would get out of bed when they have that? When they have that, they have peppermint schnapps and coffee. They have LSD. They have acid, coke, all kinds of shit there. Who would get out of their bed? Their Glock is sitting within reach. The Glock switch turns into a powerful machine gun like you've never seen, but 1,000 rounds a minute. It's incredible, or less, even more. Who would get out of that to go down the stairs at 7:30 in the morning, to go down the stairs and do what? To look at a freezer. Why would you look at a freezer? It's because the freezer is directly related to something bad that happened to me, man. I mean, something really bad. And I wondered if I could even tell you this story, man, because it's that hurtful, that touching, that deep of a cut to me. And I usually bounce back right away, but this was something I didn't expect at all. Nobody expects things like this to happen, but they do. They happen all the time, man. So I go down to the freezer, and I'm looking at the freezer in the basement. And what is it? What is it about the freezer? No, there's not anything bad in the freezer. The freezer is not owned by me. The freezer, it's a stand-up freezer. It goes on the floor. It stands about 4.5 feet tall. And it's a freezer that you get for free. You plug it in if you subscribe to the Rich Plan. The Rich Plan is a plan that delivers meat to your house, all kinds of cuts, whatever cut you want. Want T-bone steak? No problem. You want fucking round steak? No problem. Whatever you want, they will deliver to your house, but in large quantity. It's called the Rich Plan. They actually come to your house, they fill the freezer back up, and then they close the freezer, and they go back up your stairs, and they leave you a note if they were there, say I wasn't there, and they tell you that they came by, and they leave 2 mints on a table with this little note that tells you they were there, and they refilled your freezer, which is fantastic. The freezer's refilled. It would be refilled. Mine's not refilled right now. I've ate all the meat in it. And why did I eat all the meat in it? I ate all the meat in it because I need protein to keep fucking. I need protein to keep beating. I need protein to keep smoking. I need protein to keep injecting. I need protein for all kinds of shit like that. I have to keep myself well strengthened up, protein and muscles and all that shit. And I'm out now. So here's what I do. I go back to the bed. I go back to the bed, man. And this is the start of it. This is the problem. If I hadn't gone back to bed, if I hadn't gone down to the basement, if I hadn't looked at the freezer, if I hadn't been thinking of the rich plan, this, whatever happened that I'm going to tell you happened wouldn't have happened. So I get on the phone. I'm back in my phone. And I got a telephone that looks like a zebra. It's got a zebra skin on it. I don't know where I got it from. And I got a little mirror ball going that's on a table. And the mirror ball spins around on air. It's a really cool thing. I got a lava lamp and I get on the phone and I dial the rich plan because I'm having a burnout party or a party. I guess just a party. Forget the burnout. That's kind of a misnomer. These are really interesting people that I'm inviting and they always come and they always come. Why? Because they want 15.5 pounds of cock split in their seam between their legs. They want my Abraham Lincoln log splitter cock to be hammered into their fucking pussy with a big goddamn leather mallet, a 50-pound leather mallet with a 10-foot-long handle. They want my cock hammered in their fuck hole, into their fuck hole. So I get on the phone and I dial up the rich plan. While I'm dialing up the rich plan while waiting for somebody to answer, I'm looking at all the pornographic pictures I have. It's not pornographic. They're actually porn people from the 40s through the 60s, early porn and stuff like that, bitches. When women were really women. I'm not kidding you. Absolutely stunning every picture, stunning as can be. Not some imbecile with a gigantic ass and 1-inch thick of HD makeup on her face that's just crying for you to punch her between the fucking eyes. That's me punching them between the eyes. It's not like what they are today. Some big imbecile with her fucking bonded teeth, her expensive perfume, her $10,000 bag, her fucking $5,000 Louis Vuitton red bottoms. It's nothing like that then. These were real women. And I get to immerse myself in this, into my bedroom, and look at real women. Not some skag like you got. Not some fucking woman that's in a goddamn backyard yelling about your dog shit and your fucking piss burns in the lawn and your tools taking up the garage. And it isn't nothing like that. You're stuck in that prison because you follow the script of others. You can't live other people's lives with their scripts. You have to create your own reality, man. And that's what I did, man. I created my own fucking reality, and I'm living it right now, this reality. I'm actually sitting here with my big dick out with a fucking marijuana joint sitting on a brass plate with a picture of an elephant carved on it, engraved into it. That's the kind of life that I have, man. I go upstairs. I got a 50 fucking gallon barrel made out of wood. It's an old whiskey barrel that they aged whiskey in, filled with fucking handguns and hand grenades. I'm not shitting you. I've got landmines even. People say that's not possible. It is possible. I was in Vietnam 2 tours, 18 months, man. I sent the landmines back and put fine china on the box and painted them white, spray painted them white, honest to God. I sent the fucking grenades home and said they were pineapples and I painted them orange and then actually put a plastic thing on top of them and made them look like a miniature pineapple. Nobody knew. They all shipped them back to my mom and dad's house. I've got these things to look forward to when I leave my room. I just came. I got some landmines. I just came. I got some hand grenades. I just came. I got all kinds of fucking weapons, all kinds of handguns, all kinds of things like that waiting for me at my disposal. I've got shit to look forward to, man, that you don't have. All you got is this. Oh, fuck, man. 2 weeks, man. They shorted me $300 on my annual two-week check. God damn it. And your bitch says, what do you mean they shorted you? She's all angry and shit pacing the floor. That's all you are to her. Keep her fed, man. Keep her fed. See, I wouldn't do that. I'd wound her like a fucking buck in the woods, man. I shot her 100 yards. I'd wound her with my cock and she'd be limping around the house for 3-4 weeks. She wouldn't say a goddamn thing. Nobody gets in trouble because her dick's too big. Nobody gets a restraining order because her dick's too big. But it's just like fucking karate chopping them in the fucking cardioid artery, isn't it? You took them out with your dick and they don't say nothing. I got that to look forward to when I get up. It's incredible. Then I look at all my remote-controlled fucking cameras I got in the woods. I live on 100 acres. I can look at these things with a monitor, took them on, say, switch them on. They're cell tower controlled, and I can see what's gone past that wildlife game camera. Sometimes it's pussy. Sometimes some chick is out there camping with some dude, and I know she's taking a dick, and that's comforting to me. And I often say this, should I go out there? Should I get on my Argo Frontier, put my Superman cape on, lumber up my dick, get my dick warmed up like with a hand warmer, warm up just a little bit and get out there and show her what it's really like to take a dick? When you really take a dick, you'll think you're in a horror show. You'll think it's life or death. It's mano to mano. That's what you'll think. You're fucking running into bulls and all that shit, and you're the only person there, and you're naked, and it's running into bulls. That's what it's supposed to be like when you're getting fucked, like when you get fucked by Norm Augustinus. When I fuck chicks, they're in paralysis. When I fuck chicks, they call me up and tell me their fingers don't work right when they're at work again because their nervous system took such a banging, such a pounding. This is the stuff I have looked forward to every day, unlike you. I've had people come to my door, and I've had to threaten them to leave the house with fucking guns, handguns, all kinds of shit, machetes, Chinese throwing stars. I have this ability, and I have this kind of fucking freedom, man. So I leave my room, and I can go out there and look at all that stuff. This is the stuff I have. So I get on my phone that looks like the zebra, the skin of it. Like it's just a beautiful thing. It's like a skin. And I get on the phone and I dial up the rich plan while I'm sitting in my room immersed in all this porn, all this early vintage pornography, these women that are real women that could, you know, you think, wow, where do they go today? Where are they today? What replaced these sluts today? Where are they? They're gone. I just got what I told you. You go take a look in your room. That's what you got. You go take a look in your room on top of the toilet tank. You see all those fucking tampons? They're all lined up in a row, 6-7 rows on top of your toilet tank. She's taking you down, man. They look like shotgun shells. I wouldn't allow that, not one goddamn second. I'd say, what is this? Get this shit out of here. You have your period in private and don't mention it to me again. Don't bring that up. Don't muddy up that area. The only place it's valuable to me, don't make it a bloody horror murder show of blood show, which is your cunt is. As soon as they put the tampons on top of your toilet tank, you're gone. You're nobody no more. You lost yourself, stupid. You're long gone, man. Jump out the fucking window right now. Jump out the window. Send me postage and handling, and I'll ship you a hand grenade. Lay down on that and pull a pin. You're gone. So I call up the rich plan on the telephone. And the rich plan is what I told you. The rich plan is a place that will deliver meat to your house for all kinds of reasons. Holidays, maybe you think the world is ending, trying to have a backup of meat, trying to draw bitches in, they love meat. They love meat, that's what they are. I mean, your cunt starts dripping like it's in a rainstorm for meat, and your meat is your dick. You don't understand the power you have. They go nuts without dick. There's not a time ever that you're not around a chick where she hasn't come in the last 15 minutes. Honest to God, smell her fingers. This is what I do. I pretend to do something else when I'm doing, hey, your fingers hurt? You having some kind of arthritic thing? Let me see that. Here, I'll just massage. I'm just massaging a little bit. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. You hear that? That's me smelling their fingers. And I smell pussy. And that means she just came. If they don't come every 15 minutes, you can't control them. They go nuts. You're in fucking life or death situations if they haven't come. Every chick you see has come in 15 minutes when you just met them. They're at work 8 hours. They come every fucking half hour. They go into the toilet and whack off and come back out. All you gotta do is say this. Hey, is that true you got carpal tunnel syndrome? Let me help you out there, Sheila. I just squeeze it and shit. Let me squeeze your wrist out. Oh, yeah, I hear it. I hear slight creaking in your wrist. I hear it. That's you smelling her fucking fingers, and she's got pussy fingers because she was just coming again for the billionth time that day. They gotta keep coming, man. They got no personality without it. You're in deep danger without it. So, I'm on the phone to the lady in the rich plan. She answers the phone. There I am laying there. I look like a porn cover or something. I should be on the cover of some kind of magazine with my dick out. Nobody would believe my dick is that big, and it is. It is that big, and it's not defunct in any way. It's fully operational, and I'm making a call to the rich plan. When the woman answers, she does what? She asks you for your ID. You have to have an ID because the rich plan and all that, it's top secret. It's got all kinds of codes. You're dealing with meat. You're dealing with things that could be poisoned or go bad and security and all kinds of stuff like that. So my security code is pussy. The word is pussy. And I like that because the minute you inject the word pussy into a woman's ear, remember, she's always turned on. Just a second away from gushing all kinds of juices into her panties. A door opens up, whatever it is, you unscrew the cabin door. You got a fucking bomb shelter. You're unscrewing that door. It's around like a porthole. And they're always turned on. It's just, at the door, and you got to know how to turn it on. As soon as you say the word pussy, like I said it to the girl in the rich van, I said it like this. Hello, how are you? Yes, my name is Norm, and my ID is pussy. And that turns them right on. She hears pussy. She knows you're a man who loves pussy. You might not necessarily love it at all. You might not be able to function when the stench comes out of a pussy. You might be that kind of a person. But as soon as you say that to her on the telephone, pussy, she gets turned on. They just do. And I picked it on purpose to turn her on because I thought, now her location that I call is in Grand Traverse Bay, that's up in Michigan, upper northern Michigan, on the west side of the strait. And I say that in case this. What if she gets super horny? You don't have any idea what a woman will do for dick. A woman will fucking fly in an airplane 10,000 miles at a cost of $10,000 each way for a ticket. If she thinks there's dick on the other end that wants her, if she thinks there's dick on the other end of that path that will pay for her trips, buy her homes, buy her cars, pay for her health care, feed her from morning till night till the day she dies, she'll fly fucking anywhere for that. So I'm just talking about Grand Traverse Bay. I live in upper northern Michigan on 100 acres, so that's nothing. So that means she would come to my house guaranteed. All chicks eventually come to Norm Augustinus's house. They can't shut it off. Once it's in their mind, it just stays in there like a person with Asperger's, like some autism person that starts revving in their mind and can't get a thought out until they solve the thought. It's just going and going and going and going. And then suddenly they come to a conclusion. They come to the answer. It's fixed and it's like this. It's off. That's what women do, man. That's what they do about you if you know how to do it right, if you know how to do things like that. Same thing, if you got to do some audible code on your end and she asks you for the code, she asks you for the password, you come up with something very suggestive because eventually you will be alone. Your bitch will be with your best friend. And that's because your fucking wife has talked about her, you, how good you are. Your wife's talked about, they talked about each other, and what they do is expose each other's nuances, and then you go for that partner wanting to fuck them, and he wants to fuck her and she wants to fuck him. And you got to have a password like that. When she asks you for the password, she says, yes, sir. What's your code? And I said, yes, it's pussy. Did you hear that? How intimate that was? You feel that bass in it? That little thump of my breath as it hit the diaphragm? That little movement? The electricity vibing? Causing all kinds of stuff, transcribing my stuff into ones and zeros and shit like that? And I said, pussy, the diaphragm moving back and forth? That's the start of it, man. So you tell her what I have. I got the 3390A. The 3390A is the freezer that I have. She wants to know the 3390A, the freezer that I have, because they know how much they can pack it full of shit. They got the 3390A. I can fill it with 20 cubic feet of meat. She knows it. She knows my password. Now she knows me. Now the holidays are coming. Remember how bitches work. There's the summer fuck. There's the fall fuck. There's the winter fuck. These are things that women go through. And it's the truth. Every chick does it. Wow, I need a summer fuck now. I need him to buy me shit, take me places to... Wow, I need a winter fuck now. I need him to take me to buy me presents and Christmas time and travel and trips. Wow, I need a fuck for January. I want some... They all have these periods where they look for these special fucks. Even outfits they wear for these different times. They hate winter. Until they found out they can wear black fucking stretchies. Black stretchies and a fucking big full-length coat with a fur collar. This is the uniform of every bitch in the winter. You'll see it. She thinks this will keep her dick coming her way. Dick upon dick, pour more dick, truckloads and truckloads of fucking dick. I mean, think about it. There's a species on this planet, and all it wants to do from morning till night is it looks for something 12 inches long and 2 inches wide to jam into some black, smelly, unknown area. This is what she does. And the biggest thing they have to do, the biggest joke on all of us is, they're not letting you in on this. What are you talking about? It's Christmas time. Look at people are laughing and having a good time. Look at them traveling and stuff. Look at them, they're sitting there eating dinner. That's not anything like it. They don't want to expose what the woman really is. A meat-eating fucking monster who has to have dick all the time. Dick upon dick upon dick. Truckloads and truckloads of goddamn dick. Something 2 inches long and 12 or 14 inches long. This is what somebody walking around right now, or maybe even standing next to you, this is what she wants. I mean, look at her. Her eyes are watering hearing me talk. And then she looks at you and she says, oh my God, what have I fucking done? I got a license that requires me to live here by law with this fucker. We're connected, man. We're merged. That sucks. I gotta get me some dick.
1 foot long, 12, 14 inches long. I gotta get me some dick. It's 2 inches wide and in and out of my hole. Dick. Dick. That's your soul opening up, man. They will empty you out. They're looking, they're perusing, they're looking for dick wherever they are. They're at work. They just start a job. They scan the whole area. Where's the dickhead I can suck here? Where's the dick that I can have blown loads of cum into my face, into my nose holes, into my cunt and shithole? Where is it? There's no dick here. I hate this job. I'm leaving. I quit. Why'd you quit? There's no dick there. They're looking for dick all the time, man. Just get, what did he say, get with it? Get with it, fuck stick. So I'm on the phone with the Rich Plan. And it's exciting. It feels good. I don't have to go out in a horse. I don't have to go out in a horse. I'm not on a train shooting buffalo in 1840 as the train goes through their territory. Sea of buffalo with a fucking, what I'm out there, the Henry rifle. I'm shooting them one by one down. I don't have to do that. I don't have to go hunting for them, looking for fucking deers and meat. I can just make a phone call and the meat is delivered to me. And I get to talk to a pretty chick who's sitting on a fucking fistful of cum because she took the dick before she came to work. I don't have to worry about that. I mean, that's the beauty of calling Rich Plan. Bunch of cum there sitting in her panties. She had a vibrating seat on. They all have that heated seat, vibrating seat. Fucking cars driving themselves. Her legs are spread and shit. Here's my pussy. She's listening to pornographic fucking music, man. Mwah, yeah. And she comes to work. There she is, man. Pussy. I'm looking for some dick. That's what they look for, is dick. So, if you understood that, you wouldn't have a problem. Everything would change for you. Stop being fucking polite. They hate your guts, man. They can't stand you. And they could never love you, not ever. Never like Norm Augustinus, your pal. I'm sitting here sharing intimate moments, intimate secrets with another man trying to tell you how to succeed in this world with gash. You gotta succeed with gash before you can succeed anywhere else, man. So I'm on the phone with Rich Plan. I tell her my code. I order my meat and I hang up. And I'm excited. I just made a call to get a bunch of meat delivered to my freezer in the basement for my fucking burnout party that's coming up for fucking Thanksgiving. And maybe even longer. I'm not going to eat all that meat. Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and on through the rest of the year. Man, I'm out there one day. Say I'm out there sending up my balloons with cum and Dixie cups and are attached to helium balloons. I love to do that. You send up your cum in a Dixie cup attached to a helium balloon. It says, please drink, please pour into pussy. It goes all over the world. Chicks love that shit. I'm out there doing that. Maybe I'm eating some of my steak that I made. Maybe I've cut a fucking round steak into strips and I'm eating those and I'm dipping them in horseradish. I have the ability to do that because my Rich Plan freezer is all full maxed up. It's fueling me to success. I mean, just the carpet. Just imagine a red carpet and me walking it, going to success. Clouds in the sky opening up, fog opening up as I walk on this red carpet, opening up and heading to success because I think success all the time. I understand shit. I think of things alternatively, and because of that, shit works out for me, man. It could work out for you. I know what you're doing right now. You're unscrewing an oil plug, and you're tucking some drain, some chick's oil out of her car right now. And you think, God, he's got it going on. You're listening to me on your thing, whatever it is you're listening to, but you got to understand too what you're doing. You're taking the oil out of a car, the oil that drove that chick to dick, the oil that drove that chick to a train with six fucking black guys, a big goddamn train, man. Six Muslims banged her out and she don't want anybody to know where they're not supposed to go. That's right where they go. The hottest thing on this planet right now is white chicks banging out Muslims, man. I call them slims. Here comes the slims, man. The slims are the fatties for the white chicks. Slims. Dick. New dick. Dick. So, I got the order coming. And I'm hoping it's her bringing it. She told me on the phone she does deliver during slow periods. And they only answer the phone till 2:30 p.m. every day. So somebody else delivers that. Now, how do I know she won't deliver it? And I've already pre-primed her pussy. Her pussy's always already soaking wet. It's throbbing. Her labias are filled with fistfuls of blood, aren't they, being pumped into her cunt in anticipation of Norm Augustinus' big goddamn holiday ham going in and out of her fuckholes, all in her shithole and stuff. They like you fucking them out that way. You fuck them really hard. You unlodge the turd that's in their can. They haven't crapped in 6 months. This is the problem with the female. They can't shit. And no one knows the answer, but I know the answer. Why can't a female shit? Why do they go 6 months constipated? It's because the asshole resembles, when the turd's in it, resembles a dick. They love dick. Why do they want to evacuate their bowels, evacuate their large colon to the dick, when it feels so homey, when it feels so much like a big dick during their spells when they're not getting dick? That's why they're constipated. I think I'll hold on to that. I'm not letting that shit log go. It's a big one. It's a big one. Two pizzas. A colored guy took me out. Two Muslims took me out. Two Slims took me out. Big, dark bodied, big, dark outfit. Shit's building the memories in those shit logs, and they don't want to get rid of that shit for nothing. And look at you. Some white guy, man. Some dull dude white guy. You had a flat pizza, thin pizza from Kroger. That's a supermarket in Michigan. I don't know which ones you have and what country you have. It doesn't really matter. It's a building with decaying and old food in it. And that's you. So I hang up the phone, and I'm excited. I'm excited. The party's on. I got shitloads of dope. You know that I got 3.5 bricks of marijuana, and the bricks were all gifted to me from a woman up here that I once fucked. Her mom and dad have a marijuana grow farm here, a wholesale farm that sells. They got a license to do it for the state of Michigan. She gave me initially one full brick, then another full brick. And why'd she do that? Because I knew what I could gain from it. I can't eat pussy, but I went down and ate her pussy because there was a rainbow at the end of eating that pussy. Yeah, I couldn't smell for a week. Yeah, my eyes kept watering for a week. Yeah, I was down there at that close, a half inch away from her shithole and wondering where my integrity was, what I was. But I ate her out and she gave me a brick of weed, man. Pecaning paralyzer, grown in Michigan. Nobody else can grow it because our soil conditions are absolutely stunning. The soil conditions in Michigan grow anything except for a pineapple and a banana. And I think that the University of Michigan or Michigan State, they grew those in a lab using Michigan dirt. They just changed the environment, the sunlight cycle and all that. But they grew here. Anything will grow here, including your love affair, your love relationships, your connections. It'll all grow here because it's magical, man. Massive fucking glaciers flew over Michigan. That's how we have these deep lakes and deep on fucking Lake Superior and all that. Big, especially deep glaciers came through and dug giant holes, man. It was going deep down there. It's a gifted place. But if you're a fat ass and you like all that sound of that shit, please don't come here. Don't come here if you're a fat ass, man. I'm not kidding you, man. I'll put one between your eyes. I'm an expert at fucking wire hangers and handles on wires, and I will garrote your neck off. I'm not kidding you. I just can't take fat women. I don't want no fat whore near me. I don't care how much perfume she has, how much style she has, how classy and funny she is. I don't give a shit, man. You're looking at diabetes and all kinds of health problems you're going to make me pay for. And I'm not paying for none of them. I'm going to tell you one day to go out in the woods. I saw a great horned bald eagle that doesn't exist anymore. From the last one I saw was in 1817. And I'm going to put one in the back of your head. I'm going to feed the whole area for about 5 years when your fucking meat starts to break down. The organisms in the dirt, the animals around, they don't come up here unless you're a size 2 or 3 and you're a redhead, a real one. And you have lineages to Ireland. The poor people over there, these poor delicate flames walking around. That's being accosted by all the Slims over there. I feel so sorry for them, man. If I was there, I'd be like fucking Rambo defending these redheaded bitches that are over there from this evil force. These Slims, man, take them out, man. It's a Gatling gun that we practically had the M1 in a Huey helicopter. I was a door gunner in the service for 18 months, and that's what my job was. And it was fun, man. It was fun. What kind of job do you have where the captain and the navigator will lower you over a rice paddy and let you fuck all of EC and then pick you up with a rope ladder and then you're on your way? You can't get that in a job today. You say the word pussy in a job today, you're gone, aren't they? The DEA they were going to get rid of? It's never going to get rid of. They're going to keep it on. They figure, let's just keep it on going on. And Trump's out. We'll just do whatever. We're changing nothing. Big fucking horn-tailed idiots. So, I'm excited, man. I got the meat. I got the meat coming. The party's coming. I'm in bed. I got my mirror bowl, my lava lamp. I got all my porn pictures. And here's what she says. We'll be by the next morning. to deliver your rich plan, your order, sir. Now, when she said it funny. Like, it was like this. Yes, I'll be by tomorrow morning to deliver your order, sir. Did you hear how I said that? To deliver your order. You hear that wind at the end? That exhalation to the end? That's what she did. She was trying to make me recognize a woman coming. You've probably never really heard that. Unless you hear like a death rattle sound when you're banging them out, when you're humping the shit out of them, unless you hear a sound like a death rattle, the exhalation, the final breath, she's really not had an orgasm. All of them fake it and shit. They fake it and you're pleased, you think you really conquered something. You're stupid, you're like a little boy. It's got to sound like that. We'll be by to deliver your order. At sometime tomorrow morning. That means what? That means my code word, pussy. That means the word pussy got her going. Look at the word pussy. I got her going. It went into her mainframe, went into her brain, somewhere near the God module, which was switched off a billion years ago in a female mind. There is the sex module right next door. It overcame the God module. They had a battle. The battle was won. The God module in her brain is dead. It's deactivated. And it's like deactivating some kind of navigation thing in your car. You don't want to be tracked. But the fucking sex module, it's alive and kicking. And I'm excited because I've been fucking so long. Now, I wasn't always good. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know anything about women. I was a nerd. I was a nerd just like you. This stuff I'm telling you now can't be fake. This can't be made up. I'm not reading anything here. I'm just drawing from memories. Now, how's that possible, you're going to say? Because it's real. You're drawing from real memories. You're telling a story about your bitch or something like that, and you found Polaroid pictures of her from an SX-70, a Polaroid camera. You found your bitch in there, and there were pictures of her, and she was banging out the stick shift knob in some car, and there was a black guy in the car with her, and you're telling that story. You could tell it authentically because it's real, because it really happened to you. These are real things I'm telling you now. So she's, you know, really turned on to me. And I know what's going to happen. I have to regain my composure. I can't whack off. I want to have a full load. When I have a full load, I actually push a woman back when I blow my power out. When my power's blown out, my capsule, the capsule of cum, the capsule of jism, the sheath of jism, when I shoot the sheath out my fucking snort hole, when I do that, it actually pushes their body forward a little bit. That's the pressure that I have. I'm not kidding you. I once shot a woman in the eye with my cum once a long time ago. She had fogged vision, a blurry vision. They said she took an impact to the eye. She had to have pills and other stuff. It's things that brought down the swelling because the load hit her so heavy in the eye. But you know what? She'll remember that always. Who cares about you taking her to the state fair? Who cares about you taking her to some car show, stupid? She doesn't care about that. She won't remember it. She will remember this giant white glob, this thing, this floating ghost-like glob of glue coming towards her eye and taking her eye damn near out. She'll remember that her whole life. Somehow she'll turn it into sexual. That cum found its way. It found its way, it got into my eyeball, it went down the optical nerve and somehow went into my cunt and I could feel it. I'm not kidding you, that was deep. We really connected, not like this other stupid shit with so-and-so and so-and-so. That's you. It wasn't like that. So I was dancing around and all kinds of stuff. I took some extra fucking weed, I smoked some more, I did some hot knifing on the frying pan. I got a Teflon pan, I get up, the first thing in the morning I do is what? One of them is I cut a square of marijuana and I drop it in a Teflon pan that's on the stove and it burns the shit out of that. It cooks the marijuana cube I just threw in the pan. It's the dense smoke coming out of it, filling it up and you can inhale that as you're walking around. You're not burdened by holding on to some fucking joint or some shit like that or some pipe. You're not burdened. You've hot knifed it and it's everywhere, man. Everywhere is where it's at. You don't want just this particular place, this regional, this locale. It's nationalism when it comes to dope. You want it fucking everywhere. It's not nationalism. It's globalism. I made a mistake there. Sometimes I make mistakes because my mind is so fucking quick, so goddamn witty, such a recollection machine of memories that sometimes they're too fast and I can't keep up with my basically a mechanical old school fucking voice box that we've had since the cave days. I mean, how do you do it? How do you keep up? Everything's been upgraded but that for us. So the next morning, just like she said, 2:30 or something like that. That's 2:30, 3 o'clock. No, not next morning. Next morning, I got a call to confirm that I was getting the rich plan delivery. the rich planned delivery of the meat that I ordered, the mini sexual conversation I had with her that to most people wouldn't have been a sexual conversation at all. They were too stupid. They can't get the nuances. They don't understand how sex works. They just wouldn't get it. But you know how to get it. You know what's going on. Morning, I get the call, 2:30, 2:45, I guess. Maybe it was more like 3:15, 3:20, something like that. I get a knock at the door. I know right away when a bitch is knocking at my door. It's just this gentle knock. And why is it gentle? It's boom, boom, boom. Unless it's law enforcement or something like that. I've had dykes like that come knock on my door hard. Game wardens, female, knock on the door hard. But they're imitating a man. You understand? They're imitating a man. The things they say, they're great minor birds. They copy, replicate, repeat. They replicate, copy, repeat. This is what a woman does. She watches a man and brings that in and says, I got to be more like that. I got to be more. They could never, ever be themselves. They lost themselves a long time ago, and they're too far down the rabbit hole to ever find a hold of themselves, grab a hold of it, and ever use that for real anywhere. So there's a knock at the door, and it's a light knock, and I know that kind of knock. It's a dainty wrist. It's a wrist that has been done by her pussy a billion times. It's a wrist that's had cum and jism and vaginal juices dripping down her digits, down her hand, down her arm. It's this gentle knock, and I can hear the nuance, just a slight little addition of an acrylic nail in that sound. That's the kind of hearing I have when it comes to bitches and stuff. This be able to descramble sounds and things. I can hear the acrylic nails also tapping, and I know what? I know it's meat, perfumed meat. Delivering a load of meat, right? That's what it is. I can hear those acrylic nails, that sound in there, and then a little exhalation. Because why? Because she's turned on to me. I said the right things. They're just a mechanical thing that works on verbs. I mean, on verbs and nouns. You say anything like that. It's like a robot or something, Robbie the Robot or something like that they had in the 60s for a kid, for a toy. It knew a couple words. You could say things to it and then there'd be a reaction. It's the same thing with a bitch. You say a couple words to it, you get the reaction that you want. You just have to pretty much agree with anything and everything they say, and then you get what you want. But I know it's a chick. And I know it's probably the rich plan, lady delivering the meat, and it could be the lady that was on the phone with me. Now, women talk. Women chatter, they talk. They're like a coffee clatch of the 1940s. They're all together, they're talking. And now half the building in the rich plan probably knows about me and wants to pump me. Why? Because I'm a sexual enigma. I'm this living thing. I'm a carbon-based thing. And what do I have? A big dick. I can't help it. And I'm willing to give that dick, share that dick everywhere. And why wouldn't I? We're going to communism. We're in fucking socialism. Why wouldn't I share my dick everywhere? Just share it, man. Same with her pussy. Share it. They caught on to that a long time ago, but I'm sharing my pussy. I mean, my dick with you. Here it is. Here comes my communist dick. It's coming for everybody. Yeah. Mm. Oh, it's all free, man. I make sounds like that too, man. I'm not shitting you. You just wouldn't like me if you heard me. I'm like an animal. If it was your somehow your sister succumbed to me, I would feel sorry for you that you had your sister succumb to me, because when she comes back to your house, she'll have left the building. Your sister will have been long gone. Whatever you knew your sister was, what she could have been, what you remember as a child, that's all fucking gone. It's been pounded out of her by force. It's been beaten out of her by my genitals. I beat all that shit out, and its replacement is this thing that came back to your house. This big cum bucket, this big cum sponge. There she is, unable to think, man. There's your sister. Don't give me any trouble, or you're next, fuck stick. I'm not kidding you. So the knock at the door, and it's a beautiful woman. It sounds like the woman's voice who I said, pussy. That was my login, my code, my password for the rich plan. She asked it, it's a verbal thing. When I let her in, she says, hi, I'm so-and-so from the rich plan. Man, this chick looks good. I mean, she looks good. She doesn't have a neck like a fucking, what do they call it, tuna neck. She doesn't have a head like a fucking basketball. She's not lost all hope. Everything's not died in her. She's not all fucked out by the time she's 23 because she was fucking 14. She's still got some gusto, some sparks, some attention-getting things about her, and I like it. I like that she's brought meat to her. I mean, That's the kind of shit you like. You like it, man. You figure she's probably Republican. She's delivering meat, man. She understands how shit works. She wants meat. She's delivering meat. She was turned on driving here, bouncing around in her fucking delivery truck seat, the springs and shit pushing on her clit, giving her, wanting her to get there and more and thinking and imagining. There's nothing more you can do than to seed the mind of a woman with sexual innuendo. If you do it right, you'll be eating it to why, man. I mean, you'll be eating it to why nonstop for how long as ever you want. She'd even quit their job. I've had chicks do that. I've had chicks, I said, aren't you supposed to be back at work? And they say, no, man. No, man, I quit work. I just want to be here with you. I just want to be with you. I quit work. I don't work there anymore. I even took it out of my phone. There's no contact. She just wants the dick. The dick in the morning, the dick in the afternoon, the dick in the evening. That's some old song they used to have. That's all she wants is dick, your dick. When she comes into the house, man, I could smell her. I like the way she felt on the floor. I feel the floor with my feet. And if the chick walks like a fucking tub of lard, if she walks like a mountain of pus, I can feel the plywood flexing. I can feel the press board flexing. Whatever you might have, you probably got press board. I can feel it flexing. And I don't like that. I want dainty. I don't want some mountainous cow, some mountain goat. I don't want her filled up with bags and bags of shit because she's constipated a gallon and a half of urine inside of her big goddamn calves. I don't want that. Let me live the fantasy I want when I can because I'm only here this limited time. If you're like that, get out. Get out now, man. I got Chinese throwing stars and I'm really good at them. Have you ever had two of them shot in your forehead before you could even blink? One blink, two in your forehead. That's how good I am. And I've had chicks when they were running, I split them right in the asshole with a running, with throwing stars. That's how good I am. So she says she's with a rich plan. She's got my order. We start small talking. And I notice that she's smelling the air. She's smelling the air. Why? Because there's nuances to the marijuana. I just fucking filled the whole room like I deep fogged it for mosquitoes. She's smelling the dope and she knows this is where she wants to be. There's someone with a big rifle in his pants. I can smell dope. It's out in the middle of nowhere. This is the recipe for fucking. They love this shit. I'm going to be fucking, aren't they? That's what you'd be thinking, right? So, and I think the same thing. I'm going to be fucking. Here it is. Some new pussy. I fucked all kinds of things around me. I keep on fucking. It's not a joke. I get all kinds of pussy. If you can get it, why would you withhold? Why would you be a civil person? Why would you follow the mores, the taboos, the folkway? Why would you follow any fucking things of society? You'd be an imbecile, wouldn't you? I'm never going to do that. So she starts to go down to the basement. I show her where it is. She's down in the basement. I show her where it is. And she's got a Rich Plan skirt on. This is something that the Rich Plan people do. Now, normally the Rich Plan skirt, and it says Rich Plan on it. It's in cursive writing. It's in orange. Cursive writing embroidered into the skirt. It's the Rich Plan skirt. They're famous for this fucking thing. Honest to God. The Rich Plan skirt on a Rich Plan employee, the Rich Plan delivery truck person. She's got a Rich Plan skirt on, and she goes down to the basement. And I'm down in the basement with her, watching her femininely, her feminine good female hands, her good female fingers. I'm watching her put shit into the freezer. And it's mesmerizing. It's just absolutely mesmerizing. I can see her moving things. And I imagine she's moving her panties at home. I imagine she's adjusting where she hides her dildo at home. I imagine where she's putting her fucking massive squirt tube of vaginal shrinking cream. And I'm making all her hand movements. I'm seeing these things in her hand movements. I'm seeing her as she gets close to her pussy and is moving meat near her pussy near the edge of the freezer. I'm imagining she's now playing with her snatch, playing with her cunt, manipulating her cunt for pleasure, for orgasms. I'm seeing all this shit and I'm starting to pop a rod. Now when she runs out of the load there, she starts to go up the stairs. As she starts to go up the stairs, man, as she starts to go up the stairs, I start playing with her cunt. She's got the Rich Plan skirt on, and she wasn't wearing the panties that she's supposed to be wearing with the Rich Plan skirt because they're not panties. They're like black tight shorts. She's not wearing the black tight shorts that come somewhat down her thigh. There's no fucking panties, so I stick my pointer finger and middle finger. I shove it in her cunt, and I begin to move it like I'm sawing her in fucking half. You've ever done that? Where my thumb goes right into her shithole at the same time. I just start sawing. I couldn't help it, man. I was really fucking revved up. It's going in her cunt back and forth, back like a sawzall or something like that, in and out of her fucking cunt. And my thumb's in her shithole, and all I want to do is give her pleasure. I don't know why I want to give her pleasure. Why do we want to make people we don't know come as soon as we meet them? I don't know why. Shoot them in the head if they're robbing you, but now we want to fucking give them an orgasm. Figure shit like that. And my thumb in her shithole. And she starts moaning and stuff. And man, that's where something bad happened. As she's moaning, as I'm sawing her in half, the fucking stairs gives out. Well, I don't know, the first or fifth stair, sixth stair, four or five of them just collapsed, probably because of the action I was doing and the hip action she was doing. She goes right through the goddamn stairs. I was doing that. And thumbing her with my fucking thumb on her shithole. Good for the rich plant. It was such a turn on, man. You ever done that in a staircase? If you've never done it in a staircase, you're already way down below, way past, way gone, and you can never be helped. When she fell through the stairs, I went down the stairs, and I kept saying, oh, my God, oh, for God, oh, my God, are you okay, are you okay? And to all the lights I turned on, I pulled all the strings to the bulbs, are you okay, are you okay, are you okay? And she landed flat smack just to the side of the Christmas tree that I keep down there. It's a Christmas tree I never put in a box. It's completely in order. All you got to do is drag it up the stairs and plug it in. All the ornaments on and shit like that. When I pull it up the stairs, like the ornaments breaking and popping, and sometimes the lights get snagged. She caught the side of that and is laying on the fucking floor, man. I said, are you all right? She said, "That's I never had nothing like that happen before. And she was laying in such a way. Now, you probably would have been concerned about her. She was laying kind of on her side with her kneecap up, with her ass aimed out, and her pussy and her shithole were aimed right at me. It was like a pose, like a deliberate pose, the way she fell. And I think, this is destiny. This had to have happened like this. I said, you're sure you're okay? Do you know, you want a glass of something to drink? You want a dupe? You want to do some acid? You want to do some blotter acid? I got shitloads of that. I was just covering all the bases. She says, no, I'm okay. I'm pretty sure I'm okay. I said, look at that hole in the staircase you made, man. We're laughing and stuff. And I could see the juices that were coming out of her cunt, like dripping from the hole edges where she fell through on the staircase. And it's dripping down there like honey coming out of a honeycomb that's in somebody's house in the walls. I just couldn't handle it. I went down. I grabbed her ass, man. I went nuts. I went fucking nuts, man. I just started licking and moaning and gyrating and using my head and turning it into ways that only a fucking grasshopper could do. Some praying mantis could do. A praying mantis can move his head all the fuck all over. I just started licking and eating and licking and eating. And then I grabbed her by the ass and I stuck all 15.5 pounds of my meat in her cunt. I don't usually tell you that. So graphic. But it was so holiday-ish. It felt so good. I didn't give a fuck about the stairs. It just would, man. I just put more in, I cut the wood, I hammered or screw it in or glue it in, wherever it is, who cares? There are repercussions to all things there is a reaction to an action, isn't there? That was the reaction, I understood that, I understood what happened. It's one of the best fucks I've ever had. Honest to God, wood all around her, cum dripping off the broken boards up the top, her jism, and me banging her out. When I pulled my cock out, It was sick. It was like something from a disastrous porno movie, an X-rated movie. It was like the load kept coming.
Hang on, will ya?
It was like an umbilical cord coming from a baby, only it was my cum coming from her hole, and we were connected. That's how forceful, that's how connected my cum was to this woman. It was fucking heavenly, man. It was just so goddamn good. Man, can I have your login password? Pussy.
You've been listening to the one and only
Augustinus!
My dick is enormous. There is no escape.
We meet at the big clock.
in cyberspace. It's dark out there in cyberspace. It's scary out there in cyberspace. You're out there in cyberspace. You're frozen with fear. You don't know what to do. You're looking up. You're looking down. You're looking to the right. You're looking to the left. It's windy out. You don't know what to do. You're frozen. Till eventually and quite abruptly, you hear this distant chiming clock in the background. And you follow the chiming clock until it gets louder and louder and louder, eventually bringing you upon this brightly illuminated place in cyberspace. There are thousands of people there. They're holding hands. They're smiling. They've been waiting for you. There's that thing that brought you to this place in the first place. It's a tower, 100-150 feet tall, brown bricks, tan mortar. Way at the top of this tower is a glass bezel. It's a clock. It's backlit. And above that is this chimey bell-like thing that brought you to this place in the first place. And you know why you're at this place in the first place. You're here to clear out your pains, your frustrations, your aches, your woes, your disappointments, your hurts. The person that died on you, the ramen noodles you're sick of eating, the credit cards you can't pay off, the apartment you can't pay for, the house you think you'll maybe never own, the bitch who left you, the guy who left you. You're here to clear all those pains and frustrations out. And how do we do that? Well, the moment you heard my voice, you were instantly and automatically filled up with this highly absorbent orange-colored solution. It's been inside your body sloshing about this entire recording. And now, at the end of this recording, we lie you gently down. We pop the corks in your toes. And all of that highly absorbent orange-colored solution comes gushing out of your body. Look at it. It's forming a small mini lake alongside you. It's orange colored. It's rusty. It stinks. It's toxic. We shake your feet, getting out the last drops of highly absorbent orange colored solution and replace the corks in your toes. You can't believe how good you feel. You feel like you can go on another second, another minute, another day, another hour, another year, maybe infinitely. It doesn't matter that a friend of yours is making $250,000 a year and lives in a $1 million house. It doesn't matter that another friend of yours has got the best looking bitch you've ever seen, or another friend of yours has the best looking dude you've ever seen. None of that shit matters. All that matters is how good you feel right now. You know you can feel this good anytime you want to. Anytime you're in duress, anytime you feel like you can't go on another second, all you gotta do is think of the big chiming clock in cyberspace, where you meet your pal, your friend, Norm Augustinus. And instantly, and almost automatically, you'll feel refreshed and clear. You know the best part of this recording, the most important part of this recording, at least to me, is that for 1 hour, we were friends. Friend, I enjoyed myself. I hope you did too. Write me, normaugustinus@gmail.com.
Tune in again for another exciting episode from the amazing mind of Norm Augustinus.
Dear Bonnie, how are you? I hope this letter finds you happy and well. Bonnie, I want to tell you something. I recently found a dead turkey on the side of the road. The turkey wasn't a wild turkey. It was a domesticated turkey. It was a farm turkey. It was the same kind of turkey that ends up on a dining room table on Thanksgiving Day. Bonnie, the worst part about finding the turkey was the realization that the bird had been brutally fucked and sodomized. I know this because the feathers situated around the turkey's cunt and asshole had been torn out. The bird's snatch and asshole was stretched out, and the outer perimeter of the turkey's cunt and brown eye was spiderwebbed over with strings of dried cum. The eyes of the turkey were bulging out, and his mouth was open very wide. It was like the turkey couldn't handle what it was seeing. Additionally, there was a pair of soiled women's panties caught up in and around the turkey's ankles and toes. Bonnie, I believe a man and a woman were fucking, and the turkey strutted proudly into the room while the couple was fucking. The turkey tried to escape, but it got tangled up in the woman's cum panties. The man fucked and cornholed the turkey, and the turkey died from being repeatedly impaled by the man's monstrous cock. Bonnie, the cum panties were covered with small patches of thick, dried cum. Pubic hairs with roots still attached were stuck in the dried cum. The hairs were like insects trapped in amber.
Bonnie, right where the woman's asshole would be, there was a round 2-inch in diameter hole blown into the fabric of the panty. I believe an enormous dick made that hole as it was driven through the fabric and into the woman's hungry dirt hole. The panty smelled like bad pussy. It must have been pure horror for the turkey. I gotta go. I have shit to do. Write me back when you can. Love, Norman. P.S. I bumped into your big-titted little sister at the 2025 Thanksgiving mashed potato and gravy judging contest held on 1st and Maple. Your big-titted little sister was wearing a turkey costume and waving at people as they drove past the downtown event. When your big-titted little sister saw me, she crawled into the giant 15-foot in diameter by 5-foot tall bowl of mashed potatoes and gravy. While she was inside the bowl of mashed potatoes and gravy, your big-titted little sister took off her shirt, brassiere, pants, and panties, and she laid down on her back, and she pulled her knees back to her ears. Honey, there wasn't really mashed potatoes or gravy in the bowl. It was just a huge papier-mâché prop made for the event. When I crawled into the massive bowl of mashed potatoes and gravy, your big-titted little sister's cunt and asshole were aimed directly at me. So I ate out your big-titted little sister, and I gave her a rim job. While I was rimming your big-titted little sister, a woman crawled into the massive bowl, and she said,
"Hello, and happy Thanksgiving. My name is Bonnie. I saw the both of you fuck-ups crawl into this bowl of mashed potatoes and gravy. But I don't smell mashed potatoes, and I don't smell gravy. I smell pussy. I can hear you licking away at that bitch's minge, and I can hear the difference in sound as your tongue dips into her hungry asshole. I just fled London. Like all Londoners, Slims there tried to kill me using hand grenades, landmines, and even poison. Slims is short for Muslims. The final straw was when one of the Slims tried to garrote me in a toilet while I was changing out my pad. I'm tired, scared, and weak, and I've moved to the States to escape the Slims. All I'm asking is for you to eat me out and rim me. We could have a threesome if you'd like. In exchange, I'll take a picture of your tits, cunt, balls, and snatch with my authentic 1972 Polaroid SX70 LAN camera. You can keep the picture. I just want to be eaten out and rimmed. Pleasure me, and I'll pleasure you."
Attention shoppers, this is Baloney Pony, your rare finds and exotic treasure store manager. Ladies, right now we're selling holiday ready farm fresh turkeys that have been fucked to death by men that possessed huge cocks. Girls, these turkeys took the dick just like you have since you were 14 years old, except these turkeys died, and unfortunately you're still here taking the dick. FYI, most American females take the dick up until 1 or 2 days prior to dying of an old age-related illness. Honey, these turkeys that I'm selling are banged out by men that possess huge cocks. Their enormous testicle bags are filled with no less than 36 ounces of fresh bubbling jism. Why do you want that? Well, here's why. When the turkey is sodomized and fucked as it comes down the factory big dick processing line, it usually expires at the very moment that the turkey worker blows his load into the bird's feathery cunt. That fresh dick-related death in combination with the cum injection into the turkey's vaginal tract make it the tastiest bird you'll ever eat. That cum enters each and every cell of the turkey, and it flavors the bird in ways you'll never understand. Additionally, turkey cunts and assholes are only as big around as a Ticonderoga pencil. When the perimeter of these holes are blown apart by a man's wide lumbering dick, pheromones are instantly released into the bird's body. That makes for a mighty tasty Thanksgiving Day turkey. Come on up to the counter right now and get your holiday turkey. Only $69.95. One more thing. Each turkey comes with an actual HD color photograph of the man that seasoned and humped your turkey to death as he was fucking and sodomizing your holiday bird. Ladies, no pop-up turkey timer can compete with that. On a side note, my assistant Mandy Phelps has just shit! Onto one of our very large Thanksgiving full-color wall posters. Miss Phelps was lowering herself down one of our department store walls using a wench when she saw a black gas pipe protruding from the wall. The black gas pipe reminded Mandy of the black man she balled in our store break room 3 years ago. Mandy's runny shit ran down the entire length of our wall-mounted holiday poster. When Mandy Phelps gets horny, she often shits! Mandy has irritable bowel syndrome, and she is extremely horny!
I shit on the wall-mounted store poster that showed a baked turkey and a candle. I'm sorry. I couldn't help it. That wide and long black gas pipe coming out of the store wall looked exactly like my colored friend's enormous cock. His balls looked like tennis balls that had been dipped in hot tar and dragged across the floor of a barber shop. He fucked me on the baby changing table in the employee break room toilet, and when the table broke off the wall, the both of us fell onto the bathroom floor. We came at the exact same time. I shit all the time. A week ago, I shit myself when I bent over to pick up a Prime package. 3 days ago, I shit when I reached down to pet a dog that belonged to some blind old fucker. This morning, I drank Pruno. Pruno is made from a raisin and a breadstick. I shit. I shit. So what? I get horny. So what? Stop trying to reduce me. Fuck this. Die, motherfuckers. Die.
Attention maintenance, please report to section 7 near Santa's castle on the second floor. Bring wet wipes, spray cleaner, and a can of Christmas time scented spray. This has been Baloney Pony, your rare finds and exotic treasure store manager. Happy Thanksgiving. That is all.
Fuck. 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 Fuck.
Women are constipated 3 times more than men.
When you're walking down the halls and your balls hit the walls, it's a rupture.
Yeah.